Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes. And welcome to another edition of AMC Press and Co. This is
an update edition.
This is an updated edition called the Autism Jesus Fantasy Complex. Whoop,
whoop. Hump day? Yeah.
Hump day? It's hump... Wait. Oh, right. And it's hump day? Hump day? What? Anyway, it's, we'd like to know that this episode is sponsored by the right to keep your mouth shut and millions of people who diss the Golden Snitch. And where can you find us? Well, where you can always find us. It's at itsmyo.com/AMCPress or on Twitter at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, and you can soon buy our merchandise on Zazzle.com, and you can find us there at AMC Press Pop-Up Shop. That's AMC Press Pop-Up Shop. You heard us right. AMC Press Pop-Up. Can't say it three times fast.
AMC Press Pop-Up Shop.
AMC Press Pop-Up Shop. Say that three times fast and you'll probably get drunk. Anyway, and to open tonight, yes, our preface to the entire episode is right, yeah. About millions of people went online, and normally I'm not, normally I am... normally I'm not a curmudgeon about such things, but I happen to be a Potter nerd. Yeah, that's right, I'm admitting it on it, I am a Potter nerd. Anyway, I was reading an article last night, and this is the article that by a Miss Kelly Conway, at 4 o'clock p.m., and she wrote this about domesticity. If you buy a Harry Potter engagement ring, you should not be married. What the fuck, for 10 million people?
Yeah.
Anyway, according to the New York Daily News, the jewelry maker Miranda Scott had to temporarily close her Etsy store after being inundated with orders for a Harry Potter-themed engagement ring. No. Says the article. Let me be clear. I do not wish anything on Miranda Scott for her Etsy store. I hope it stays closed forever.
Yeah. The article makes sense.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, wait a second. Let's just see. Let's just backtrack for a second. Right, Johnny? Didn't we just hear, I do not wish to have say anything negative on Miranda Scott or her FC store, and I hope it stays closed forever?
Wait.
Back up. Are you following this? What? Exactly. Are you following it?
I don't get it. Like, it sounds like a sorry, not sorry.
It's right. Like a, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, okay? Because that's how many orders she has. Well, that just means she's fucking popular, more popular than your stupid article that's written about her. She then goes on to say, I hope her computer floods with orders and then orders back up into the internet, and the internet is washed out to sea in the literal flood of orders because that's how many orders she has. I hope she is happy. Okay.
Definitely sounds like
a broader cricket sound.
It sounds like a Daily News article, that's for sure.
Well, not even Daily News. Daily News wouldn't put up with this shit. Neither would the Mirror. Or the Herald. Or the Sun. Or the National Enquirer. But, however, if you buy a Harry Potter engagement ring, you should not get married. She even provides a photograph of the ring, which really does look like the Golden Snitch or Sauron's eye. We can't tell which. You know, I can understand. I can understand marriage. And she even outlines what marriage is. And what Quidditch is. Quidditch, if you don't know, is a wizarding sport played on brooms. Well, if you didn't know that, you don't read Harry Potter.
I'd say who the be the judge.
Exactly. If you're a nerd, the nerdiest thing to do would be to get this.
Yep. That would be,
you know, it's
been
like
amazing.
It's like my queen, yeah? Can I reveal my insane bit? Oh no, not your nuts again. No, I mean the ring. What else would you think I would say? The poorer sex. I mean, it's also poorly written too. Imagine this scenario, she said. The adult male who has spent your four and a half years of your life with takes you on a fancy, but not intimidating dinner. Oh no, I hope he doesn't propose to me at dinner, you think. He doesn't, thank goodness, and you get back into your shared home and he pulls out the ring. That's it? Yes, the Golden Snitch. He has proposed to you with a ring that you recognize from a game they play on Broomsticks in a Harry Potter series on a film. May I also remind you, Miss Conboy, that it's not only a series of films, it's fucking books as well. The books would not have, the films would have not existed without the books.
I mean, it still is huge.
I mean,
that's
Colin,
there's
Johnny,
books, there's books,
Johnny,
there's movies, there's theme parks.
Exactly. Johnny, give him the number, because I would love to hear some other people. The number to call in is?
Oh, okay. 323-792-2996.
Yeah, 323-723-3396.
No, 323-792-2996.
Yes, and if anybody calls in, it'll be a miracle.
Sure.
But yet, like, I think that the thing is that, you know, then she says, you know, that, two adults sitting in a living room sharing one of the biggest decisions they will make, and at the centerpiece is a Harry Potter ring.
If you're into that sort of thing, why the hell not?
Exactly. If you're into that sort of thing, if you like Hermione and you like it, and you like the whole Wizarding class, it's a fantastic book. I love it. I love both Lord of the Rings, and I love Harry Potter. But am I going to stand there and say, fuck you, you can't get married?
No.
No. I wouldn't even entertain the thought. However, you know, she says another scenario, which is an adult female who has spent the last 7 years of your life with, takes you to a mountaintop. She pulls out a ring and says, that's it. Yes, the golden snitch, which we both knew, could be used in the Brunson game of a child wizard Harry Potter is during his downtime. Two adults stand at the top of a mountain with a ring from a series of young adult novels, neither of whom were even at the time of publishing the correct age to read a Harry Potter engagement ring. No, you have made a series of incorrect choices. You should not get married. Are you kidding me? I mean, there are 624 replies on this. You know, it shouldn't matter if you got him a diamond ring, right? Point is, you love the person. That's the point.
Shouldn't matter if you gave her a diamond ring or a ring pop.
Right. It's the thought that counts. Like,
yeah.
So after I could see the ring pop, ooh, this is delicious, but where's the real ring? Where's the real ring? You know? I think that, I mean, that's ultimately the case. Where's the real ring? I could see the thing being done for a stunt. But, in other things, it is a kind of thing where, like we've said, it shouldn't matter how or why you get married. It should matter why, not how.
Okay.
You know.
Exactly.
Because your friends will be happy for regardless for you. Regardless for you if you weren't married or not. So it shouldn't matter what fucking engagement ring you buy. That's my gripe with this. I mean, do you have a gripe with it?
I think that you should marry whoever the heck you want. Forget what the complainers say.
Exactly.
They're probably miserable there themselves, though.
So. I mean, this person, I think, got quite depressed. in a depressive state and said, ooh, which thing can I actually go forth and sally forth and go, oh, you know? You know? I don't know. I mean, that's what I think. You know? I mean, what do you think?
I'm here.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think? You know? I think...
If you want to buy that ring for her, then go right ahead.
Right. Nobody.
Jorge.
Nobody. Yeah.
Him or her, like...
Nobody is getting, you know, off on you and saying, you know, if I went to the Harry Potter shop and I brought somebody a Valentine's Day gift, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so. That's the funnier part, you know. And so what if it was the, you know, ring that was stolen off of Marilyn Monroe? Would you gawk then? No.
Yeah.
You know. It's an awful thing. But then, you kind of have another thing as well in the news that we found out. They're now tracking autism. You know. And tracking autism... basically, they're planning... an autism tracking device, and it's a proposal, which is to track individuals with autism and other disabilities who are at risk of wandering. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said he wants to draw national attention to the bill known as Advantage Law, which would, and this spanning from Avante Oquendo, who was discovered and following a massive search. The teen who had autism had been missing for months after boarding from his New York City school. And that's a great thing. But it would have a federal fund program to provide electronic tracking devices for families to keep up with developmental disorders who request them. And it's a good thing because... you know, I know that, you know, some of my friends have high-functioning autism. Surely they wouldn't want that on them because they wouldn't want to be tracked everywhere they went.
I know how that feels. Like, geez, I can't even go on a hoagie run without being tracked. Gee, fucking whiz.
Well, I mean... the thing about it is also, it's also a thing of last year. They were looking everywhere around New York City for this boy. You know, I was even considering around flying back to my home and looking around. But at the same time, I would think... that the proposal for this would be $10 million to allocate to the Department of Justice to to award grants to local law enforcement agencies so they can easily distribute the tracking devices to families. Attorney General Eric Holder said that last year the Justice Department would allow local police to seek existing grant money through the agent's BRIN program in order to distribute the tracking devices to children with autism who are at risk of wandering. However, Schumer said the BRIN funds are insufficient to provide the tracking devices on a broad scale, and legislation would need to be established to dedicate more funding. Well, I agree with this, but how much and what ages?
Like, what's the cutoff?
That's, and then also in the news that High Court considers if Medicaid providers can sue over pay, which we will cover tomorrow, and that is in tomorrow's news. However, on we go with other stuff. We have also another thing, which is the Jesus Bannon, Richard Isaacson, has escaped. Yes, that is right. He has escaped. He's escaped, and he doesn't even look like Jesus. Yes. In Hawaii, there's a hunt for the man known as the Jesus Bandit. The Kauai newspaper, the Garden Island, reports that Richard Isaacson Lieberman is wanted by the police after missing from a hearing at Lithuanian District Court on December 4th. That's last year. As of December 4th, who area residents describe as the Jesus Bandit because he has long robes and a beard. I'm looking at the picture right now, and it's a guy who has dirty blonde hair, does not look like Jesus, and wears a jumpsuit. I don't know about you, but that is, he's been in numerous, he's alleged to burglarize homes on the islands of the North Shore, and has done so for the past 4 years. Well, why haven't they caught him and then he escaped almost, but not quite. But yeah, it's the first time that Lieberman has alluded to the police. In 2011, he was burglarized the house in Kerala, but fled when police tried to arrest him the following day, and he was later apprehended. But was released in July 2013, provided that he continued his mental health treatment near his family in Texas. When his mother brought him to the Lithuanian airport, Lieberman ran away. In March 2014, Lieberman was arrested at a Princeville golf course after residents told the police that he broke into their homes, took food and other personal property. Lieberman's trial is for these.
Of course he can't be caught. He's probably walking on water.
Walking on water or just running on a jet ski? Could you imagine? You haven't caught me yet!
Jesus Bandit walking on water. Bad joke.
What?
Like, Jesus Bandit walking on water?
Well,
thank you.
If you're gonna walk on water, then you better walk all over it, some, you know. But yeah, the thing is that Lieberman's child charges were suspended when the doctor deemed him unfit for trial. Unfit because he looked like Jesus, or unfit because he wasn't shaved? You know. And since 2011, Liebman has been charged with first degree burglary and second degree theft, resisting arrest first degree escape, and two counts of first degree assault against a law enforcement officer, and now he's wanted for $10,000 in the bench warrant. What the hell are you smoking?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not even... I don't know. It's not even what I thought. It's Who's going to get my flippers? I mean, could you imagine him going with penguin-like flippers across the river? You know? That would be pretty funny. But yet, you know, there are fireballs going up in North Dakota. There's, in China, a fire broke out after an unfinished building. There's a man with his phone taking a photo of Mount Cinnabon fused pyroclastic smoke. You know, the 138 photos of dangerous events. But you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's just plain batshit weird.
That's the craziest thing.
Like you can't catch me, I'm walking on water.
Exactly. You can't catch me, I'm walking on water. Oh wait, I wouldn't like to fly. You know, would we like to fly? Yes, we would also like Sugar Ray. If we can get Sugar Ray while I'm flying, brilliant. And anybody who knows that reference will actually have a laugh. It is quite interesting when also Lego has done something very interesting with history. They have now depicted a Lego Hitler, which is interesting because when John DeMarco, who is it comes out of the Huffington Post, was assigned a school report on the Holocaust and the Hitler rise to power, the 16-year-old from Liverpool said he knew he had to provide visuals, but was worried about his artistic skill dragging down his grade. The demo decided to utilize his Lego collection to create a three-dimensional that fascist era with Adolf Hitler's rise to power in 1933 and the Allied liberation of the concentration camps in 1945 at the end of World War II. And it's actually very accurate. He got an A for his work, and now the Hitler Lego Gallery has gone viral. and it's on Flickr. And you can basically see it, and it was, it's absolutely insane. I'm actually looking at it right now.
Well, let's have a look-see.
And it is insanely accurate of how they're depicted. You know, he not only did his research, but it was in January of this past year. It's amazing. I would think that, you know, going through this is insane, you know, and taking it to this level is even more insane. There's Moss, which is the Art Spiegelman graphic novel, but nothing like this, where this is probably the most creative thing I've ever seen.
And wait, he's only 15 years old, so...
Yeah, but this is insane in terms of
amazing work.
If only they knew and this kid thinks that the project could actually be an educational tool for learning about the Holocaust and the Second World War. I happen to agree. Because there hasn't been something like this ever.
Oh, I've noticed something strange on the one picture. May 1933, look who's in the background. Apparently, Marge Simpson's there.
Yeah, absolutely right. I guess Marge Simpson could be a Jew. You know, she doesn't look like one, but at the same time.
Yes, it's been on that long. The show's been on that long, folks.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing what you can do with visuals and effects and stuff like that. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I love this. I love it. And, you know, bravo. Bravo. How to now, you know, reach out to him and contact him and say, listen, mate, we want you on our show. be great. But it's a great thing to see that history I would think that anybody, you know what I mean, worth their salt is it's a great thing. It's a great thing to to do this. And do it with gusto, you know. I think people people really respect creativity.
Oh, I definitely respect creativity, that's for sure.
You know. Taking it into a thing where you're displaying history, even better. You know what I mean? It's a great thing to be doing this kind of thing, you know. It's just great. That's all I have to say with it. However, in other news, in our last article, the insane thing that the police in Geneva are finally getting disability training. Why? Because they don't know how to handle themselves. You know, I think that in Geneva, New York, city police deal with people with physical or mental disabilities on a daily basis, and there's a big reason why the Geneva Police Department members are learning disabled awareness, and the first responder training from these have completed a Niagara University program. That this is Geneva, near Toronto, that we felt that it was unpredictable. It was present in the strain that our officers do, the frequency in which they interacted with individuals who have may have some degree of physical or mental disability. If an officer is unaware of the individual's particular disability, their behavior may seem unpredictable or irrational. And this, in terms of, this falls under not necessarily a thing, but the thing of where preparedness comes with great responsibility, taken from Spider-Man characters. But, you know, when you train people to look for disabilities, it's a good thing. In terms of how to communicate with people with disabilities, a lot of people think, oh my God, he has disabilities, then we won't do anything. No. When you have a kid with disabilities, you have to know how to communicate with that person. And it's a very effective tool, you know, effective in a lot of things.
I think it is brilliant.
It's brilliant. I think they should do more of this. More on the fact that the capabilities of a police officer, you know, are such that if one has, if they do one sitting, they should be able to do the others, you know. That's what I feel anyway. And taking a book, taking a tip from, everything that isn't, you know what I mean? To everything that is. And what I mean by that is, the crazier thing of having people know that you exist. Brilliant. Controlling you and trying to take trying to take you and make a, not an example of you, but trying to make, understand you. And most police officers just go, oh, you're arrested, that's it. When obviously they have more to do, and it's brilliant work that they're doing. So I'm applauding them, you know. Keep doing what you're doing, because that's what you ought to be doing, rather than not doing the responsible thing, I think, and taking out you just because you have a disability, you know. Brilliant. But yeah, it's a brilliant thing. I mean, Johnny, what do you think?
I think it's amazing that they're training people to do this. Ooh.
Hmm.
Excuse me.
I mean, what do you think?
Police officers should be trained how to, like, handle disabilities.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that, the crazy part about it is that they're not trained enough, you know? The New York police are not trained enough. British police are trained. I think that is that's the key, is once you... Once you do this, right, you must take into account trading, and you must listen, because if you don't listen, then you're bound to get lost. Yeah. That's why they say in ASOP sales, listen. Constant thing is to listen. That's really the key, right? Right, Johnny?
Right.
However, also, it's not over yet. Well, it is over, but it's not over until tomorrow for the week. You'll get your one dose of comedy, and I'm hoping that Allison will rejoin us because she has been out the past 3 days. Anyway. It's that time again, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow.
Maybe we can. Now we got a couple minutes. What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we.
But
I got a tech announcement right here. Windows 10 is coming, folks. You know what?
What?
If you have Windows 7, 8, or 8.1 within the first year. If you want to upgrade, guess how much it's going to cost you.
How much?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's why Windows is Windows, isn't it?
Windows 10 is going to be free for the first year if you want to upgrade.
I'm wondering just how much...
I think they want to compete with like the likes of Apple and Google.
Well, yeah, but in terms of Microsoft being Microsoft, I think that the way they're doing it...
Brilliant. Especially the...
It's brilliant.
Especially after the suck fest that was Windows 8.
Well, yeah. Windows 8 is... You know... My family runs on Macs and Windows, so...
I didn't even bother with Windows 8. That's how bad it was.
Right. Exactly. But... I would think that they do a good job. They do a better job here.
Yeah, they're.
Than they do.
Their operating system is really hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss.
Looks like.
But,
from what I'm seeing, Windows 10 is looking amazing. Ding dong, Windows Internet Explorer is dead.
Yep. And taking it, taking it in a way that is going forward, brilliant. Taking it in a way that...
Looks like they're finally turning the corner.
Yeah, and...
And you'll be able to stream your Xbox One games on your Windows computer as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and I think... that when you do it, right?
Yeah.
When you do switch, just be careful that there's no bugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make sure you back up your system before you do so.
That's a definite. You know, taking that, backing it up, and just saying, yeah, I've backed it up. Okay, then. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I would think that would be it for tonight's show, right? I would think. It would be good.
Good to me.
It would be good to end, right? Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, also, if you like what you hear, we have, we're up on iTunes on the AMC Pressing Co. Write us a review. Give us some stars. That way we'll keep running and we'll come with more ideas and we'll take your thoughts and suggestions. Do that. And
please
more
like us.
To come. Please like us. Like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
Shop on merchandise. Do. Talk to us. We do listen. Okay? Have a great... Oh, Jesus, I forgot to read the credits. Oh, my God.
The credits do, Red Hood.
Yeah, let's see. The credits of the show. This episode was produced in part by AMC Press & Co. Johnny Duvall is our sound wizard. Our drivers are Samuel Anderson and Michael Fisher. Still our drivers, our intern is Tom Williams. His intern is Julian Spears. Julian Spears jumped off a Cossack, and she's dead. Well... her into the replacer is Dina Kaplan. And Dina Kaplan just jumped off the railing because of the fact that, well, she wanted to be replaced by Stacey Dash, and Stacey Dash stayed with the show. So our show is produced by speaking into microphones, and you can find all of our information at www.itsmyheroes.com/AMC Press and shop for us on Bezel.com/AMC Pop-Up Shop. This concludes our show tonight. And with that, good night!
Good night, everybody!
Good night!